The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkin, sitting in for John Stabmiller tonight. It is the fourth day of March 2021. Our telephone lines, if you have the minutes, that's great. 512-248-8252. If you don't, we'll pay for the call. 1-800-313-9443. March 4th. 2021. Seems to me that something important was supposed to happen today. Let me think here. Something very, very important happened today. Oh, yes, that's right. I remember now. QAnon, their big prediction. Donald Trump, the inauguration, would be back in the White House today, March 4th, 2021. Again, another big nothing burger there. That one going out to James B. out in California here, who was a big QAnon fan here and ended our relationship because I didn't believe in QAnon. I didn't believe in it. It's the real thing, Steve. 40,000 indictments, 70,000 indictments, 120,000 indictments any day now. The hammer's going to drop. Enjoy the show. Get your popcorn. I love all these key phrases that QAnon fed their followers. Enjoy the show. It's your popcorn. It's going to happen. Again, a big nothing burger going out to James B. out in California. Enjoy that big nothing burger. No apologies. I don't expect you to call and say. I don't expect it. Takes a big man to do that, and it's not going to happen. So I'm finding a lot of people ditching me and dropping me as friends because I don't believe the way they do. I'm finding out friends that I thought had a little bit more backbone, more character than they really do, are turning out to be kind of snowflakes. I had snowflake friends. I did not know they were in disguise. Snowflake friends. Well, I don't anymore. And I'm okay with that. Okay to be alone. Not a problem there. Not a problem. Well, let's get on to the news here. There's a lot of stuff going on. I've got tons of notes. What I don't get in today, I will get into on Sunday on my show, Off the Beaten Path. COVID. What's the big COVID news this week here? Johnson & Johnson releasing their vaccine. Releasing their shot. Not a vaccine. A shot. A jab. Not a vaccine. No preventive. 66%. That's their effectiveness of decreasing symptoms. You know, I had to pull up on collegeboard.com. I said to myself, what is the 66% in a grade today? Maybe it's different than when I went to school. I don't know. It's 2021. Maybe things have changed. Maybe it's not stricter. It's not tougher. It's probably, if anything, dropping the bar a little bit here. So what is a 66%? 66% on collegeboard.com, all the way down, A plus, all the way down to the bottom. A 66% is a D plus. A D plus. Is that the new normal? 66% D plus. This is the new one. Number four. You got AstraZeneca, you got Moderna, you got Pfizer, and now you got J&J, Johnson and Johnson. 66%. Not a lot of confidence in that one. I did notice that the testing and trialing of this shot, I catch myself, didn't take place here in the United States at all. Where did it take place? It took place in the Petri dish. Yes, yes, that's Africa. I guess listening to Bill Gates is where you started your trial pilots on all your drugs. What do you wanted to decrease the population and sterilize the women? We'll go there too. Let's do our little trials and we'll go to Africa. We'll do there. What do they actually pay people to be a part of a trial in Africa? What do you give them? Food? They're starving. We'll give you this. You can eat this if you put your arm out so you can get the shot here. What do you promise somebody? I don't know what in the United States, what do they pay? This is all very sealed document stuff here. With the drug companies and the participant and their trials, their drug trials, we don't have a clue. Nobody's blowing the whistle on this, and I wish they would. Looking for 4,000 pregnant females now so they can do their trials on pregnant females. This is the same time that the Child Protective Services is coming to your house because your child is across the street playing with another child and doesn't have supervision. It's okay to do some experimental drug testing with a shot or what they call a vaccine on a pregnant woman. It's okay to do that, to put the syringe inside the child. Because essentially that is what you're doing. Through the mother, through the fetus. That's exactly what's happening. Crazy, crazy stuff. Double standards everywhere I turn. CDC double standards. Everything's double standards. The FDA, everything is double standards. Government, double standards, talking out the side of their mouth. Saying this, doing this. I had a little discussion. I popped in on John Stabenow's show yesterday with Roger Landry talking about this country, a democracy. No, it's not a democracy. I had to respectfully disagree. I like good debate. I like good talk, conversation. But we're not a democracy. That's just a made-up word to make you feel like you have a say-so in what the hell goes on in this country. The only thing democratic about this government is one thing only, and that's been destroyed by a voting system software from Dominion and Smartmatic, and people cheating on folding ballots and making ballots up. The voting system is the only democratic part of this republic. That's it. That's all you've got. And that's squashed. That's gone. I'm a little bit peeved that Donald Trump recognized a problem, but he crossed his fingers. He warned everybody, they may try to steal this, Really? Why not take precaution? Why not take precaution and get jump right on it? Now, you did that before the 2016 election. You talked about voter fraud, election fraud. You did nothing. In a way, we were screwed by Donald Trump. His inattentiveness to tackle a problem, correct a problem, make it fair and square, is why we are where we are right now. We're being invaded by illegals, 100,000 plus at the border, just waiting to come in, to bring their diseases, to bring their culture, to bring their language, which is already a problem already in this country, I talk to people and they go, speak no English. What country am I in? Bring in their gangs, bring in their violence, bring in their bills, of which they're going to stick it to you. John Q, Mary Q, taxpayer, sucker. Yep, that's you, that's me. Socialism. Destroying this country. When I hear Sean Hannity say, this great nation we live in, what planet are you on? Oh, I forgot. You make $40 million a year to say crap like that. No credibility whatsoever. What planet are you living on, Sean Hannity? Tucker Carlson, what planet are you living on? This country's going to hell in a handbasket, and it's going fast. People talk about this great country. If I hear anybody say melting pot, I swear I'll take a tack hammer to your head. Great country, melting pot. It's not a melting pot, it's turned into a cesspool. A cesspool. We're not getting the cream of the crop. Do we live by the rule of law or do we not live by the rule of law? Do we have a constitution or do we not have a constitution? Please, somebody help me here. We need a constitutional convention, a new one. For what reason? We have a constitution. The founders knew what the hell they were doing. Well, this new norm of redefining words. What is? Well, is means the same thing it did 200 years ago. Trying to find gray area. These are changing times, which means we need to change the rules for an agenda. Not for the betterment of mankind. Not what's best for this country. I heard somebody talking and calling into the Mike Rivera show, talking about the vaccine and the agenda. It's clear. It's clear. If you add everything up, what is going on here? It's clearly a depopulation agenda, people. Forcing people or pushing people to get a shot or you lose your job. This is not about health. It's never been about health at all because we keep catching politicians doing what the hell they want to do without a mask, not social distancing. So guess what? It's a scam. So if it's not about health, what's it about? Bill Gates says we can decrease the planet's population by 10 to 15% if we do vaccines and reproductive health care. What does that mean? I first saw that and heard that little speech. I said, that means sterilization. I don't think he's going to give you a shot to kill you immediately. Maybe something go down into your DNA, screw it around a little bit, make something that was dormant, make it expressive, and maybe you're going to die 10, 15 years earlier than you would have died. That disorder, that disease comes out much, much sooner. I think that's exactly why you have the 1, 2, and possibly 3 shots now. One is the entrance, getting in the front door. Number 2 is going around the corner and going to all these different avenues here, mucking around, digging deep to find out what they can find in a mutant, a dormant gene. Number 3 will be the one to say, turn on the switch. Turn that switch on, make that dormant gene expressive. We won't know the outcome for 6 months, 1 year, maybe a little bit longer than that. But I can guarantee you, anything released under warp speed is not a good thing. When's the last time you saw anything rushed fast turn out well? Red flags everywhere. Red flags everywhere. Inconsistencies everywhere on this. Add this today, take this off tomorrow. Add this, take this off. One mask, two mask. Wear a shield. Jump around on one leg. You know, Fauci is like Simon Says here. Why does anybody believe this guy? You catch him all the time. He says now he can hug his child because he's had his vaccine and his child's had his vaccine. He hasn't hugged his child in 1 year. BS. Come on. You're not stupid. You didn't take the thing. It took a normal saline shot just like the entire Congress did. Bill Gates, too. Isn't that strange that out of 535 members of Congress, isn't this a little bit strange? No adverse reactions. Nobody got sick. Nobody died. What are the chances of that? If I handpicked 535 people on the street today where I live and convinced them to take this and monitored them, I would expect at least 15, 20%, maybe more, depending on which one you took. It appears that Pfizer is the one that's getting the most heat for the most side effects and most death. But there would be side effects. There would be adverse reactions. There would be death. And 535 people on the street if I met. Not one in Congress. It's a miracle! Praise Jesus! It's a miracle! I got that off my chest. All right, I got a phone call already. I hope something I said right. Lauren in Ohio, you're on the show.
Yeah, you said everything right. Hey, one mask, two masks, red mask, blue mask. My idea was to have a mask with a sneech on it.
Yeah.
You know, the sneech.
Yeah, sneech. So who's complaining about that book? The sneeches?
What they're complaining about.
I don't know any sneeches to complain, but evidently we offended the sneeches have been offended.
Well, I offended somebody with the last call. He's like, oh, well, I wish that woman would just stop talking about freedom because, well, you know, they'll be mean to us and they might arrest us. They'll bully us. The federal government will come against us if we stand for our freedom. That's why we're in this mess. We're a bunch of cowards. Jesus, the wicked flee when none pursue. You're contributing your money to the mafia that is posing as your government, and you're saying, I'm bad for saying, hey, live as a free man. Hey, file the paperwork. Give them notice as to who you are. It's their official paperwork. Am I bored? Am I sitting here just telling you something that's going to get you? This is not like Irwin Schiff and the tax thing when you're filing a zero report. That's you operating under their system. Yes, you're telling the truth, zero, and yes, you can do that. But since it's their fake corporate system, they can change the rules. They can make any rule they want. And you, as a contracted slave, this is where you're getting into trouble. You're a 14th Amendment little C citizen, a slave class, not a king. You do not rule. You obey, and you are a ward. And that's by contract. It's an assumed contract. Now, what you do when you're changing that status, instead of filing a W-9, you file a W-8. In the Social Security Administration, they give you the number. Just change the code. Then they look at you as the free king that you are. You don't have to pay taxes. You can have bank accounts. They don't rifle them. You can have businesses. They're called enterprises. They're not set up under the corporate United States. So you can do as you please. And that's the God's honest truth, and I'm really tired of hearing from these weak men. They're arrogant, they're ignorant, they're selfish. They don't know what they're talking about, but they won't look into it. They just stick.
You know what? I'll add more to that, Lauren. We'll take you back after the commercial break, but I'll say that they're lacking some gonadal tissue on top of that, okay? Lauren, stay on the phone. We'll come right back after a short commercial break. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stadler. This is the National Intel Report. Be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come.
Go back to our caller in Ohio, Lauren. I was thinking about those snitches. I've never seen a snitch, and I've seen snitches, but not snitches. I don't know. Are they the same thing? So Dr. Elkin's views on woke. I don't like woke. It is a joke. I don't like it here. I don't like it there. I don't like it anywhere.
There you go.
All right. So I got my Dr. Seuss little rhyme in there. And there's more coming later on, but I just thought I'd get that out there. Like I said, snitches end up in ditches. I don't know what's going on here. Black is black. What black is white? I don't know. Everything seems to be not what I know it's to be. We're living in Twilight Zone times. This is beyond ridiculous. Attacking an author for his line of books, Dr. Seuss. attacking favorite stories that I read as a child, Tom Sawyer. Great stuff. It's racist. Amazing. You know, I lived in Santa Rosa for a while, Lauren, and that's the home of Charles Schulz, the Peanuts creator, Snoopy and all those guys. And I started thinking to myself, will somebody come after, you know, they come after dead people because they can't defend themselves. So they find offense to everything. Everything is racist to these people. And truly, these are the people that are the racists themselves, looking through everything through their little racist rose-colored glasses. Everything they see is racist. So I started thinking about the Peanuts gang here. You know, you have Charlie Brown and Linus, and Charlie doesn't have any hair at all, and Linus has this little scraggly little bit of hair. I guess they're making fun of children with cancer who went through chemo, I guess. Schroeder, he plays classical music. Well, classical music, that's racist. And what else you got? You got Pigpen. Pigpen, the guy who runs around, walks around with a puff of dirt walking all around him, you know, just a puff of dirt. So he must be making fun of homeless people, stinky homeless people. The only thing they got right, I guess, they can't complain about Snoopy and the Peanuts gang there, is that they got Peppermint Patty and Lucy right because they clearly are butch and lesbianish, no doubt about it.
And she's a shrink.
Yes,
you know, she's a shrink. You can put the shrink thing in front and do the, you know, come into my office.
So I tell you what, if you really want to, you want to look at something and you want to pick it apart, and they won't pick it apart, is this show called South Park. You've got a child in the classroom. The teacher calls him this name. Everybody calls him by the name. He's a little black kid. He's got a shirt that says a T on it. They call him Token. Hey, Token.
Oh.
I mean, nobody makes a stink. Nobody makes a stink about little Token.
Oh, that's funny. I've never seen it.
I mean, they're very selective in their double standards of what's racist and what's not. I mean, if you really want to go after that, you probably could and say, you know, that's really not cool. That's not nice to say. But that's okay. That's okay. You know, Dr. Seuss is bad stuff. You know what really bothers me, Lauren, is that your entire Congress, we've all read these books to our children and grandchildren. And I'm waiting. Still waiting for somebody with some gonadal tissue to stand up and say, you know what, you guys are nuts. There's nothing wrong with these books at all.
But this
You're
is
wacko.
What's wrong. But yeah. This is what's wrong. Why are we waiting for them to stand up? This is about what we're doing or not doing, not about what they're doing. They're criminals. They're going to do what they're doing. The guy that was saying, oh, you know, the feds, they may come against you. They may do something to you. So what, a carjacker may come up on you. You know, get ready to throw down. Do what you got to do. With the legal paperwork in place, they don't come after you. I'm telling you, I'm living this life. And so what I'm saying is a whole bunch of people, the Bible says, come out of her, my people. If you will just leave the corporate contract and move into, now you're going to have to live your own life, that means. Means you're going to have to save for your retirement. You won't be able to rob your neighbor anymore for that. Means you're going to have to educate your child. Get with your friends. Give them a Bible. Give them a globe. Give them a Saxon math curriculum. I mean, it's not hard to know where things are in the world, how things work. Give them a body atlas from Johns Hopkins, you know, what the med students use. I mean, it's not a difficult thing to know truth, and it doesn't take long. They put these kids in schools in order to twist them inside out. They did it the last 6 years with that Common Core curriculum, and they did it on purpose to break the will of these children. You know, finally, you just get so confused, you just don't want to try anymore. Now, my point is, waiting for them, I ran for state school board. You know why I started homeschooling my children? Because I ran for state school board. I was at every meeting for a year. I watched what they did. I could see what they were doing. Hell no, you can't have access to my children. And same thing with everything else. Your finances, borrow from your friends. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yep, there's the music again. I'll tell you what, I'll bring you back real quick here, but I need to move on, but we'll bring you back after commercial break, okay?
Okay.
Hang tight.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadmiller. Hey, Michael, thank you for the great bumper tonight. It's a little bit different than the norm. I like it. While the boss is away, we will play and have some fun, some different bumper tonight. Get us all pumped up here. I'm going to let you go back on the talk about it again, Lauren, a little bit here, but I got another call right behind you, so kind of make it short, this one.
Let me get moving. What I want to say to people is you have all the power. We have got to stop waiting for, you know, this whole Q movement. We're waiting for somebody else to take action. All you have to do, keep your money in your pocket. If you don't owe taxes, don't pay them. HisAdvocates.org. If you're a Christian, if you're not a Christian, Weiss Paris, W-E-I-S-S Paris.com. And he has this, that's Adele Weiss. Go to the Social Security and the IRS. He breaks those contracts for you. Now, that's not all the contracts, but that it's legal. You can do this. Keep your money in your pocket. Keep your children in your home. Stop letting them lie to your kids and then being surprised why they'll put you in a nursing home and let them kill you, or and stunting their growth with those masks. Shame on you. Boycott big business and turn off the boob tube. Don't let your kids have those cell phones. You're poisoning them. You're letting them have an open sewer run through their brain, and then you wonder what's wrong with them. So we are doing this to ourselves. I'm just making the point. We can clean this up ourselves. It won't take long. because the followers look to see where success is. They'll do whatever. I mean, right now, if they say Netflix and basic income, yeah, they'll do it. They'll do whatever. So if they see the healthy, beautiful people who loan each other money instead of getting your loan from the bank at huge interest or on credit cards, 25% interest, you borrow money from your neighbor. You pay them 5%. I bought a house from a neighbor. I'm paying him 8%. Okay. We built a house for a friend who's for a situation. We put it on credit cards. It didn't have to be paid back for, like a year, and hustled and everybody pitched in just to help. We can do these things. I'm just trying to get people to understand you are going to have to kick something in. It's like the voting. You want to use a voting machine and have people in a foreign country count your vote. You're too lazy to get a pen and paper and count the damn vote and post it on the door at midnight, and you won't get up your local government butt to do it. That's what I'm saying. What do you bother to participate in that system for? Trump just won in a landslide, and you're still standing there waiting for somebody to save you while the Chinese are coming in to take your country. So, I'm done blaming. I don't look to see what they're doing anymore. I'm looking at what I'm doing. I'm doing it right now. I finally got the money together. Passports, they're from the State Department. Come on now. We can do this. It's like herding cats. What are they going to do if we're not giving them our money, our time, and our attention? And they can't do anything about it because the State Department, the IRS, and Social Security acknowledges you always have to leave an out. The game is to snow you into thinking you have to obey them. Wear a mask. I've never put a mask on. Take a shot. No. Your kids aren't in school, and you didn't ask permission from the state. Yeah, and I'm not gonna. And that's what I'm saying. I know there's a lot of estrogen in the food. Start detoxing. Clay, charcoal, these are simple things. They're cheap. Come on now. Let's save this nation. Okay, so I'll let you go. I appreciate everything you guys are doing. God bless you.
No, Lauren, I thank you for your call. You're a world of knowledge, and I appreciate the call. And you're right on point. Call again. I appreciate it. Thank you. Before we get to the next caller here, I want to say lies. Tell me sweet little lies. You remember the song, Fleetwood Mac? People were standing in line. They were told to, if you take this shot, I'm not going to call it a vaccine, we'll go back to or return back to normal times. And go back to work, no more masks, no more social distancing. They lied. All right, they lied. Okay, now why isn't anybody upset about that? Nobody's upset about that. AstraZeneca, two shots. Pfizer, two shots. Moderna, two. Maybe possibly three on all those three right there. J&J, Johnson & Johnson say just one shot. Might be a yearly, just like the fraud of the seasonal flu shot. And if you've noticed that there is no flu this year, it has been canceled. Urgent bulletin, the seasonal flu has been canceled this year. There will be no flu this year. Instead, we'll just add it to the COVID numbers. Because that's exactly what they're doing. I predicted that long ago. Many ways to fudge on the numbers. Have we not figured this out soon enough? Many ways to fudge on the numbers. 11 million illegals in this country. Oh, come on. Are you serious? 11 million. They've been using this number for a dozen years. So the 11 million never had sex, never had children, never brought anybody else back over. 11 million. I think they changed it from 10 to 11. Just 1 million extra. I tell you what, and I hope I'm wrong on this, but I think it's going to happen. Amnesty. When it happens, people, you're going to shit a brick. You seriously are going to shit a brick. Because you're looking at 27 to 33 million people in this country illegally. Your mouth's going to be wide open. You're going to go, what? They said 11. 11. We got 27? We got 33 million? Oh, my God. We've been invaded. How are we going to pay for all this? They're going to bring over sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and grandparents. Those 100,000 behind the wall there, 460 miles, 4 years and all you have is 460 miles. You never completed the wall. Now, it won't matter anyway. You got the NAFTA superhighway. They'll probably build some kind of smart train from Mexico to bring you all in. You can just get on the train and come into the United States. Come on into California. Destroy it completely. It's nearly there. It's nearly there anyway. Amazing. Let's go back to the phones here. Kelly and Austin, you're on the show.
Hey there. Your opening monologue was spot on today. I really enjoyed that. You know, I watch what's happening with our politicians, and I realize that they're turning this country step by step into a damn gulag. And if we don't stop them, that's exactly what they're going to do. And you know, I talked with John about this a bit. He and I disagree about what it's going to take, but frankly, I'm not convinced that this won't require violence to get their attention. Mm-hmm. What will precipitate that? I don't know, but I think we're close to it. We'll just have to see what happens. About these damn vaccines, I don't intend to get any of these American vaccines. No, they're not vaccines. They're these gene therapies. I've explained to my wife and others that it's not a vaccine. It doesn't protect you against anything. No. So why do you
prevent it at all?
No. But I was wondering what you might know about the Russian vaccine, because I understand that it's a true vaccine. It's not a gene therapy.
I heard about it. They have not released anything from it other than it's out there. For some reason, it probably has a high effectiveness as preventive. It probably does. But that's why it's not being spoken about. That's why nobody in the mainstream media will talk about it. That's why the CDC won't discuss it. It actually shames them. Remember, we hate Russia. We still hate Russia. We're looking for another war or some skirmish with Russia. The last thing we want to do is give them credit that they did something really good other than what they did in Syria, which is go in and basically eliminate ISIS for us. The United States did not do that. That was Russian.
Yeah. You know, I love the Russians. They're wonderful people. And frankly, if I had a chance to take that vaccine, I would. But I will not take one of these damn gene therapies that they're pushing down our throats and shoving up our rear ends in this country, because to me, I think that there's a very high probability of having very negative reactions and a high percentage of deaths associated with these things. This is entirely experimental.
Yes, I do. Oh, it is. That's exactly how it's listed, experimental gene therapy. This is why the FDA won't give authorization for its use. That's in your favor. That's in your favor, because if anybody ever pushes you to say that you must, you know, comply and have this shot to work at a place, you simply say you understand this is experimental gene therapy. It has not been okayed by the FDA. Okay.
That's exactly right.
This is chancing it. This is Russian roulette. And nobody can expect anybody to chance something when it comes to your health. That is the dumbest chance you could ever take, because you'll probably lose.
You know, I got into the CDC mortality statistics some time ago. Mm-hmm. And I have a very strong background in statistics, and so I started breaking these numbers down. And what I noticed was that influenza had disappeared, and so had bacterial pneumonia. And in fact,
it's added on to COVID. Yeah.
And in fact, there are no excess deaths this year.
Yep. Well, I can tell you, in the hospital right now, my wife came home. I'm off for a little while. She said, "You know, there's no flu coming in. Zero."
Yeah.
I said, "I know. It's all been diagnosed differently. It's been handed over to COVID. You have flu coming in. It's just simply not going to be called that, because there's also a financial incentive for a hospital to call it COVID, because you can get more money."
Yes.
And it also works to help bring the numbers up and keep the fear factor back up, which is helping them to sell their phony vaccine.
Mm-hmm. I read not too long ago that whoever tracks health statistics, mortality statistics in the United Kingdom, reported that there were no reported cases of flu this year. Isn't that odd?
It is is odd. It is odd. There was an article Lou Rockwell I read yesterday, Kelly, that said that we're at 13% for the shots right now that they've been given 13%, 12 or 13%. The highest I was really surprised was 56%, and that's in Israel. And of course, their Pfizer one, their government made a deal, a super sweet deal, I guess, on the vaccine there for them, the shot for them, and their mortality rate's going up, their adverse reactions are up, people are dying from this thing. And the Israeli people are now, the chosen people are really angry because, well, they're the chosen people, but they've been chosen for annihilation, that their own government is looking at their own people as, well, this the common people, as lab rats. They are participating in experimental gene therapy shot vaccine. They now realize that they're lab rats.
Yeah, I tell you what, I keep hearing and from reliable sources that there's a high probability of sterility.
I would think so. Yeah, I that's what I thought with the depopulation. Without going down into your DNA and bringing up something dormant and making it expressive, definitely sterilization. You're probably going to see next couple of years, you're going to notice that women can't conceive, they can't get pregnant. Young males have a very low sperm count, much lower than it is today. And it is low right now anyway, whether it's through chemtrail spraying or it's just the what we're eating, the toxins that we're eating or the fluoride in the water or whatever. There's numerous areas that are coming our way that we've been ingesting for the last 50 years now, maybe building up the levels. But this thing here, I would think, yeah, that's one of the things I think is going to happen is that you're going to have sterility.
Yeah. You're a healthcare professional. I'd like for you to opine on this. The 1918 flu pandemic was far more severe than this. It was far more.
Yes, it was. Yep.
Than this. And yet we got over it.
Yeah.
It took, what, a year and a half, 2 years? And it burned itself out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the experts, Kelly, the experts have come and said, your social distancing and your lockdowns don't work. Because, you know, if you watched what they did, they kind of fudged on that. You know, you can't have more than, 10. As if 10 people don't leave the party and sing and mingle with another 10 and they're 10 and 10. If you look at the domino effect, it doesn't work. No. It totally doesn't work. You were just delaying the inevitable, which was that you would probably get it and build up your own immunity to it. And that's great. That's what we should have been doing. And like we did as children, the chicken pox parties, simply going about your business, do what you can. If you're sick, stay home. But this thing was not the Black Plague. They sold it as the Black Plague. We've caught them left and right of fudging on numbers. Millions and millions and millions will die from this. And then we saw them fudging the numbers because they just don't have the numbers. And the morticians aren't overbooked. The graveyards aren't full. There's no run on coffins at the Batesville Casket Company in Indiana. They didn't run out of formaldehyde for embalming. You got to see it to believe it, and it's not there. The numbers are a flat-out lie.
Yeah, I watched a YouTube video of morticians who were discussing this. And what they were saying was that in their discussions with other with physicians who are skeptical about this and their examination of death certificates, what they said was that whoever was assigned the cause of death was just arbitrarily writing down COVID-19. On death certificate after death certificate after death certificate.
It's fraud.
And why is that? Fraud. Well, because there's a financial incentive, you know, for the doctors who are doing this for these hospitals.
Financial
fraud.
Makes
me sick. Yeah, it is. It is fraud.
It is.
Financial fraud. And frankly, I think the people who are behind this need to swing from ropes. This is unthinkable. This is the worst thing it has ever they've ever done to this country and to the world.
Yeah. You know, a couple days ago, I've had people ditching me and defriending me and getting, you know, saying I don't want to be your friend anymore because you believe different than I do. I'm finding friends that I thought were friends that really are not friends, more snowflake than anything I've ever seen. But I had a cousin who felt the same way because he believes that Bill Gates is the Almighty. He's such a great humanitarian. And I said to myself, you know, if the devil was going to show himself, would he show himself as, you know, red with horns on his head, the forked tail and the pitchfork? Would he show himself that way? Or would he show you something else, something that you would believe in to fool you? And that's actually how I see Bill Gates. I see Bill Gates as that devilish person, that person that the eugenics, we need to decrease the population. It has to be done. Of course, we'll save our own skins. We, the elites, will live and we will have children and repopulate the earth. But let's get rid of all these other people because you know what? There's too many of you. You must go now.
He is certainly evil. I mean, if there's anybody I think is the embodiment of evil, it is Bill Gates. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You got it, Kelly. Hey, thank you for the call. Here's some bumper music there. We'll be right back after a short commercial break. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on that magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. People of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one.
National Intel Report, Billy Thorpe, Children of the Sun. I tell you what, they don't write them like that anymore. 1980s, great music there. Zofluza. Saw a commercial the other day, Zofluza, for 12 years of age or older. Attacks at the source, one dose only. Thinking, you took the flu shot, not vaccine. So in other words, you're telling us that it doesn't work. So when you get the flu after having taken the fraud shot vaccine, the seasonal flu, they'll get you with Zofluza. And if you go online, you can download the coupon. Imagine that, getting a deal, a coupon for a dose of Zofluza. The fraud is all around you. Why don't people see this? I don't know. Americans, they're just slow, dim-witted, most of them. Certainly not this listening audience, and I appreciate that, the good calls we get on this show, and all the hosts pick up some really good callers, and I appreciate it. On my show also, some very smart people, people who see the big picture. We can save only some who don't listen. You know, they're in the bubble. They're in their own little matrix, head in the sand like an ostrich. You can't save everybody. Do the best you can. You educate people, and if the seed takes, great. If it doesn't, move on. That's my new philosophy. I'm not wasting much time anymore. I'm just not going to do it. I try. Make common sense. I use logic. I use science. If that doesn't work, then really nothing's going to work. You know, they'll just believe what they're told and comply and follow orders and keep going along with the fraud. I don't know. To the phones again, Chris in Vegas, you're on.
Well, thanks so much, Steve. A couple of different things here tickled my mind, the conversation. One, you mentioned the experimental lab rat concept. You find that cited in 10 United States Code 2358, the Strom-Thurmond National Defense Authorization Act of 1961, allegedly authored by Prescott Bush, a.k.a. Schraff, S-C-H-R-A-F-F, or sometimes one F, who, of course, was the founder of the Union Bank of New York, along with quite a few of the other globalist players that funded Hitler's war effort. And in that particular document, I've read it, it's been some time, but I remember specifically says that they can't do this to other people, but they can experiment on U.S. citizens under the pretext of necessary for the national security. And so when you understand that U.S. citizens are actually considered to be property, chattel, cattle, something for them to use as they, and abuse as they wish, it becomes very, very dangerous to be a U.S. citizen. Further, you mentioned the title, the 1918 Spanish flu. There's a very entertaining and I think accurate video on YouTube, or at least it was, called Kill Bill, Gates of Hell Number 1. Uh-oh, I hear music.
Yeah, you hear music.
Hold on if you don't mind.
Hold the line there, Chris. We'll bring you back at the start of the second hour. This is the National Intel Report, second hour coming right up.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.